Well, Carrie Fox is with us from the Army Corps of Engineers in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
Well, usually when I talk with you in April, Carrie, we're talking about the Sioux Locks and the fact that they're open, the visitor center is opening, and people can come visit. How's things over there right now with the nasty weather, the east end of the UP and northern lower got?
You know, so we've gotten quite a bit of snow this winter, and it's spring now, and we've still got some snow and have been getting snow, but operations are happening. Ships are locking through. Our visitor center opens on the 1st of May, and things are looking up.
So you did have your first ships come through, huh? And people were there. I understand. I looked on the live stream. Some people were there on the observation deck, even though it was kind of nasty.
Yes. Yeah, we had about 400 people show up for the opening of the Sioux Locks on March 21st, and quite a few thousand that watched our live stream. So it was a pretty exciting day. Always is.
Yeah, it is, because it's supposed to kick off spring for the Upper Great Lakes, doesn't it?
It's supposed to.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, let's talk a little about Engineers Day coming up. It's something that happens in the summer, and every year you guys work on this. Tell me about this year.
Sure. So every year we host Engineers Day, and it is always on the last Friday in June. And it signifies and honors the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' birthday, which is June 16, 1775. We do celebrate it the last Friday of June. And this year, we are proud to celebrate 250 years of service to the nation with that Engineers Day and the Corps of Engineers' birthday. We will open go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I cut you off. So 250, that's a milestone.
It's a big milestone. We're very excited about it.
So how will you celebrate?
So we will open the park to the visitors on June 27th. Visitors will be able to cross the MacArthur Lock like they have in previous years from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. We'll have a lot of really good information, some stuff for them to tour, to include the administration building, a brand new survey vessel that the Sioux Locks has, and just general information about the Corps of Engineers mission and what we do here in Sault Ste. Marie at the Sioux Locks.
So it's unusual, though, that people get that kind of access. They can't always go into these areas on foot, right?
Correct, yeah. It's just the one day a year that we open up the kind of secure beyond-the-fence part of the Sioux Locks for visitors to come in. So they get to cross that MacArthur Lock. They can stand on the miter gates that open and close and allow the ships to come in and out. And then they can go right up to the POE lock as well. So if you get really close to the ships, and it's really exciting to be able to see them so close. They look giant.
Yeah, we see it all the time from the shoreline, right, or on, from up above on, in various buildings. But to actually be there, the only people that normally get to see that, of course, are the captains of the ships that go through.
Right, absolutely. It is a different perspective than being in the park and being in our viewing platform, which is, again, it's a fantastic viewpoint to see the ships coming through. But you get to kind of be eye level with the ships right next to them as they're transiting the Sioux Locks, which is definitely a different perspective and one that you can only do once a year.
Okay, so this day, do people have to sign up to be a part of this or just show up or what? How does that work?
Yeah, so the event is completely free. You just show up between 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. and you can cross the locks. We do have some restrictions, though, so anyone bringing a bag, the bag does have to be clear. There's some restrictions on the size of the bag, so no larger than 12 inches long, 6 inches deep, and 12 inches wide. Diaper bags are not allowed, but medical bags are. Wallets must be an actual wallet. It cannot have a strap on it, those types of things. And also, everyone will be going through a security search, and those clear bags really help with that. Firearms, weapons, including knives of any size, drugs, pets except service animals and bicycles are not permitted on the facility.
Yeah, Carrie, it really is sad that we have to worry about someone putting a bomb inside of a purse or something like that, isn't it? I mean, it really is.
It is very sad. However, we want to make the event safe for everyone. And one of the best ways we can do that is to do a proper security search, and having those clear bags really speeds up the process. So I think it's
for
a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else about Engineers Day you'd like to let people know about? You talked about for the spectators, but for the people who work for the Corps, this is important, especially with the 250th, right? It's something, a source of pride for them.
It is. So we have about 170 people that work here at the Sioux Locks, and it really is an all-hands-on-deck situation. Everyone's there. We get to talk about what we do, our missions, our operations, the maintenance that goes into the facility, and really just share with the public what it takes to have the Sioux Locks operating on a daily basis and maintaining it. And sharing that mission and what we do on a day-to-day basis with the public is really exciting for us. I also want to mention that the Engineers Day at the Sioux Locks is not the only event happening that day. The Portage Avenue in front of the Sioux Locks will be shut down from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and there will be a bunch of vendors set up on the street. The city of Sault Ste. Marie is kind of hosting that event. You can register to be a vendor at that. There's no cost for it. And then the Coast Guard will have an open house. Hospice of the Eastern Upper Peninsula and Superior Health Systems will have an arts, crafts, and family fun fair at the City Hall grounds. And then the Lake Superior State University Center for Freshwater Research and Education will also be open in their facility, which is down the road from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So lots of stuff happening that day. It really is not just a Corps of Engineers event, but a citywide partnership. And we get a lot of people, sometimes up to 12,000 visitors that day, and it's really just a fantastic event that not just the Corps of Engineers puts on, but the city, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Coast Guard, Lake State. It's just a great day for being outside and doing things with family, friends.
And Carrie, my last question, which you have not been asked in advance, so if you don't have an answer, it's my fault. Does the Army Corps work with the Canadian side in doing any of these events? And you guys obviously share a pretty narrow channel. There's a Canadian Navy there or whatnot, Coast Guard. So do you work with the Canadians at all on any of these things or no?
For Engineers Day, we do not necessarily work with our Canadian partners, but there are some things that we partner with them on, and ice breaking is one of them. It's not really a Corps of Engineers mission, but that's a Coast Guard. The Coast Guard works together with the U.S. and Canadian Coast Guard to break ice. We also work with our Canadian partners on the International Joint Commission, the Lake Superior Board of Control. And it's kind of like regulating the outflows of Lake Superior, and that's done through a partnership between both countries. But for Engineers Day, it's just on the U.S. side, although there is a lock on the Canadian side, and it should be open by that time.
And do they run their own lock, or is that also run by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers?
On the Canadian side, they run their own lock, and I believe it's run through Parks Canada. The entity that runs that. And the cool thing about the Canadian lock is that you can actually take a kayak through it. You can do that on the U.S. side.
I don't think I would do that, Carrie. I don't. It would be cool, I guess, but I'll watch someone else do it. anything else about on the U.S. side here, though? Anything else about Engineers Day that you'd like to let people know about that I didn't ask before we leave here?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything. Oh, actually,
okay.
I do have
one. Yep, go ahead.
Sure. I will mention that the way that we've been doing Engineers Day the last few years is that you enter through one gate and exit through the other. So it's kind of like a round robin thing. And I will mention that the path is about at least a half of a mile of walking. So we just want to make sure that everyone that's coming knows what they're getting into when you cross the gate to get into the locks facility, that you are going to have to walk about a half of a mile. There's chairs and places to rest, but we just want to make sure that people are aware that they do have to enter one gate and exit the other, and it's a little bit of a walk.
Kerry Fox with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at the Sioux Lock, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Thank you for doing this, and hopefully it gets warm soon for you guys over there as well.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Carrie.